Before I get started, I want to read a disclosure to you. Disclaimer. Thank you for my legal person in my life. Disclaimer. I am not a doctor or a physician. I may be stating the obvious, but there's reasons I'm going through this. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a medical professional whatsoever. I may know how to put a Band-Aid on you. That's about it, if you needed it. But the things I'm going to talk today, as far as a remedy for a physical illness that I recently have, is not in any form or fashion or in any way advice from a medical professional to take to heart. Do not, I repeat, do not assume that if you do what I do and what I'm going to share in my sermon, that you're going to feel better for your physical ailment that I'm about to get into. I assume and I hold no responsibility. Did I cover everything? I think I did. Okay. All right. So now that that's all covered, and I'm not going to get sued by anybody, I wouldn't. I'm just kidding. I want to cover something that happened to me this week and how it relates to our spiritual life, because that happens to me all the time. There's always something I'm like going about my day, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my, that's a sermon. We said it this weekend a couple times. Ooh, that's a sermon. Well, I got a sermon this week by catching a cold. Yep. So I'm talking about a simple cold when I talk about the advice I'm about to give you. It was a simple cold. I started feeling bad on Monday. I had the sniffles, the stuffy head, cough, lower voice. I feel it now, right, actually. You know, just the simple, normal cold. And I felt it coming on, and I was like, uh-oh, it's coming. Like, it's coming. This cold is coming. I know what this feels like. And I took the appropriate measures that I take for my body to fight off this cold. Do you want to know what those things are? Remember, they may not work for you, but I'm going to share what I do. I put into action three things. I mean, it was a perfect setup for a sermon, right? Three things I do when I start to catch a cold, physically catch a cold. These beautiful things right here, I can say a brand, right? It doesn't matter. Zicam. These Zicam chewable things are like, I don't know, it's like manna from heaven, really, when it comes to colds. I immediately grab these things and start taking them as directed, kinda. It says one every 2 to 3 hours, I think, and I take them every 1 to 2. Whatever, but it works for me, okay? It's my process. I take these little Zicam chewy things to boost my immune system. That's what this is doing, I think, I guess. I have no idea what's in these things. All I know is it works. And I take these things very religiously when I feel a cold even. I mean, I sneeze, and I'm like, wait, is that a cold coming on or whatever? I take these things. It boosts my immune system and helps me fight off my bug. That's the first thing I do. Secondly, I like to get a lot of water pushed through me, and I'm thirsty now, so. Hydration is important. I like my tea and my water to try to flush this disgusting bug. Who did that? Here, someone pass this back to Lisa. Lisa needs a Zicam. I'll give them to you later. I got some left. I drink lots of water, flushing my system. Water is very important for your body. So I take my tea, I'll drink water, I'm constantly running to the restroom. That's fine because it's flushing this nastiness that's trying to settle in out of my body. And then lastly, I like to get my sleep. And this is what I brought today to show that I get sleep. My little blanket I curl up on the couch with. Yes, it has cats on it. Not cows, Steve, sorry. And my Kleenexes are there just because that's what I look like here for a little while this week. Rest. You got to get rest too, right? I try to get rest. Slow down a minute. Take some time. Your body needs to fight the disease. It needs to get stronger. There's something invading your system, and your body needs to rest in order to reproduce the good stuff and attack and fight off, because it's spending a lot of energy fighting off this bug. So those are the three things that I do. Boost my immune system, get plenty of fluids and hydration, and rest. As I was falling asleep that first night after I'm thinking about all this and I knew I had to preach, God's like, hey, there's your sermon. Three things that you do physically can also represent three things that we do spiritually if we feel a spiritual cold coming on. Oh, now you're with me, aren't you? When you feel a cold coming on in your spirit or something going not right with you and your relationship with God, these three things to me can represent what we can do to counteract that, to fight against the enemy that's coming at you because you know it's going to come. And these three things, I think these three things, I know they do for me, they represent three different things I can do in my spiritual life as well to fight off the spiritual illness that could be coming my way. You're like, how is Zicam going to be something spiritual? I'm about to tell you. So physically, I grab my Zicam and I boost my immune system, don't I? Spiritually speaking, we need to grab on and do those activities in our life that boost our spiritual system. The main idea from this point that I got when I was talking to God about this is we need to do those things that we do to be connected to God and feel God the most. If we're under attack spiritually, we need to go running to God for our spiritual boost that we need. He's there all the time. We should be attached all the time. But man, when something's coming at you, you got to really cling on to it then, right? And I couldn't think of a Bible verse, but this one just kept coming back to me. So that's God's way of saying, this is the Bible verse to you, Jamie. Stop looking around at anything, right? Psalm 46, 1 through 3. Says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble, like when a spiritual cold might be coming on. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. He kept bringing me back to this, and I was like, oh yeah, that does work, God. Good idea. I'm not the only one. That's why you're laughing, because I'm not the only one that does that. God is our refuge and our strength when times of trouble, when we're under attack. We are to go to him for our protection. Different psalmists use this word, refuge, depending on your translation. It actually can be used up to 47 times in the book of Psalms. So I think it's kind of an important concept if you think about it. God being that place of protection to go when we have something coming at us or something that's ailing us from spiritual sickness that might be setting in at any time. In times of trouble, those are the times that we can go to God for help to boost our spiritual life and fight off the spiritual bug that could be attacking us. When you feel weak, vulnerable, lonely, insecure, you know that spiritual sickness is coming, that spiritual battle is coming, and we need to run to our refuge and our safe place. That's God. Easy, right? Easy. Now, I know for me, what I do to feel God or get that spiritual boost might be different than what you guys do. Individually speaking, we all do different things to feel closer to God. But I'm going to throw out some things that might be those things that we need to do when we feel that coming on and we need to get closer to God. We can listen to some really great Christian music that's out there, right? We can pray. We can read our Bible. We can call and have coffee with a Christian friend, a Christian friend, a Christian friend, someone who lives that life, not someone who's going to get in the mire and the muck with you, right? A Christian friend. You can read a book about someone else's spiritual victory. That always picks me up, that's for sure. You can go serve someone. Do something for God. You can go for a hike in nature. You can text someone and say, hey, I'm about to go through some really hard times. I feel it on the horizon. I need prayer. You got it. Whatever you need to do to feel God, to get that spiritual boost that you need in your life, do it. Don't delay. Do it immediately when you have that first spiritual sneeze. Do it. That's when you go immediately to God. For he's our refuge. He's our strength. You feel troubles coming, you feel ambulance coming, go to him. Do what you need to do to immediately grab onto our refuge in our life and get the spiritual boost that you need. Easy, right? You got that. First step. I'll just say in that first step, you all need to know what those things are in your life that get you connected to God quick, in a hurry, when something's going to happen. Do an assessment of that in your head, in your heart. Talk to God about that. Write it down if you need to. So then that way, when that times those times come, you go right to the list and say, oh yeah, I could probably text Pastor Jamie. She's probably going to pray for me. Yeah, good idea. If that makes you feel closer to God and you know you're covered in prayer, do that. All right, the second thing I did physically was I pushed the fluids, right? I'm drinking a lot of stuff, water. Drinking a lot of water, pushing fluids through me, flushing that gross stuff out of my body. Spiritually speaking, when we have an ailment coming on, does someone else sneeze? I want to pass this stuff around. Is it improper instead of communion we pass out medication? Here's yours. Here's your vitamin C. All right, back to, okay, water. We're pushing fluids. We have in our spiritual life, we have the living water that Jesus talks about. We have living water from Jesus. He talks about himself and references himself as being the living water in two different occasions in John. John 4, anybody know what stories in John 4? Good Samaritan, or not the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan woman at the well. And then he also talks about it in John 7. Let's read about it in John 4. That's the first spot I want to go to. I just want to say first, we all understand how our body needs water, right? It's like consisted mostly of water, and we need that. We need to stay hydrated. Just the same, Jesus, as the living water, gives us our necessary spiritual nourishment for our souls to survive. Physical water, spiritual water, Jesus, the living water. So the first time we see Jesus talk about this is in John 4. He was having a really in-depth, good conversation with a Samaritan woman at the well. I don't want to read what Jesus says about it, and then we're going to go to John 7 to kind of clarify some things. So John 4, I got to get there. There we go. Jesus answers her after she asks, how can you ask me for a drink? Because he wasn't even supposed to be talking to Samaritans at the time. But I'm in verse, thank you, 10, thank you. I can barely see the little. Verse 10, thank you, Pastor. Jesus answered her and he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Yeah, leaven, I can see that clearly. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water that you're talking about? Are you greater than our father Jacob to give us the well? Who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did he also with his sons and his flocks and herds? Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks the water will be thirsty again, the water from the well. The physical water. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus is the living water. He's referencing the living water, the eternal water, the nourishment you need spiritually speaking that you can only get from him. That's it. Then, if you go to John 7, 37 through 39, I want to read this because Jesus then once again references and addresses himself as the living water. And this is where, for me, I got more clarification about what he's talking about and what the living water is and how I can use that when I'm under spiritual attack. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow within him. And then John writes this in verse 39. By this he means the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been glorified since Jesus had not yet or I'm sorry, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified. The living water that Jesus gives us is the Holy Spirit within us. Do you see that in chapter 7? Living water is the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave us after he died, resurrected, did his thing, and then ascended into heaven, right? So through Jesus, we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the living water that lives within us. If we are under spiritual attack and we know that that attack is coming, we feel it coming on, we know it, we need to just tap into that Holy Spirit that's already in here. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. We will never spiritually thirst again. Do you get that? Because our soul has the Holy Spirit within us. We must remember that. We were given the Holy Spirit to be with us all the time and to flow within us and to give us the life that we need spiritually speaking. If you feel spiritually dehydrated, you need to just tap into the Holy Spirit. Ask it to run over you, run through you, to flush your spiritual system out. The Holy Spirit is a continuous fountain, and it's ready right there for you to just get rehydrated. The living water. You just got to go to it. And once again, don't wait for day 3 or 4 when you're feeling bad. Go to it on the first day. You're going to tap in, and you're going to do those things that you feel that you need to feel God, and then you're going to talk to the Holy Spirit. And have the Holy Spirit just wash over you and be with you during that attack and during those times that you're not feeling so great, spiritually speaking. Immediately to fight off a spiritual attack. The third thing I said physically that I do is rest, right? You got to know where I'm going with this one, right? Rest, this was the easiest point of all. And Matthew 11 says, Jesus says to find rest in him, right? Not anything else. Spiritually speaking, if we're under attack, we don't go running around and doing things that we don't need to do. We need to just feel God, touch base with the Holy Spirit, and have that spiritual hydration happening, and then we need to just sit and rest in Jesus. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and having a spiritual cold. I'll just throw that one in there. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Our rest is in Jesus. It's that easy. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have one place that we need to go. One, when we need rest, when we're under spiritual attack. We need to take our illness up with Jesus. Take my yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. We're going to do it together, but I'm going to be honest. Jesus is taking it. He's doing it for us. He's going to just handle it for us. But we have to rest in him, trust in him, have faith in him that he's got it all under control. He's going to take care of us. Our body needs to rest and recover when we fight off a physical illness. Our soul needs to do the same when we're fighting off a spiritual illness. And our rest and recovery is in Jesus Christ. That's it. Spiritual rest that we find in Jesus fights off the illness, fights off the enemy, gets rid of the bug, and allows our spirit to recuperate and be stronger. When you're fighting a spiritual illness, we must rest, and we must rest in Jesus. It makes all the difference to restore your soul. We're all going to feel a little spiritually unhealthy at times, right? There is nothing that I can tell you to do or advise you to do as your pastor that'll say, oh, you do all these things and you're never going to have any spiritual battles or any problems that are going to happen to you. I can do everything right physically, can't I? I can exercise and eat right and do all this, get plenty of sleep, drink plenty of fluids, but guess what? I'm still going to get sick from time to time, aren't I? The same thing happens in our spiritual life. But we need to have a game plan of attack when that's going to happen. And that was what was brought to light to me this week when I put this together. Like, oh, that's great, Jesus. Thank you for giving me that. given me this message to say, okay, these are the things that we can do as a church individually. You can sit down and make your list of things that you can do in Jesus with God's help and having the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Everybody is represented here, right? That we can fight off the enemy when we have a spiritual illness coming our way. We have to be in touch with our spiritual health too and know what we need to do. I know when I'm going to get sick. Anybody else know when you're going to get sick? You feel it coming on? We need to do the same thing spiritually speaking. Like, uh-oh, that's coming on. And then put our plan into action to boost our spiritual immune system. We got to push the living water through our bodies, through our spirit, through our soul. And then we need to get our proper rest in Jesus. Let him handle stuff. Have him restore our soul. Sounds like a great game plan to me. And while I had a disclosure at the beginning of this about the physical stuff, a disclaimer, thank you. I was in banking, disclosure was the word. While I had a disclaimer at the beginning about the physical stuff, I don't have a disclaimer at the end. Because I am a pastor after all, and I think I have the right to call myself a certified spiritual health advisor. So take these words to heart. Put them into your life. I am not sure why I did that. Anyway, it just happened. This just happened. But let's put these things into action, folks, people, church, so we can stay spiritually healthy as we can be. Amen. Amen.